So I'm joined today by Benjamin Gardard and Coralie Woodward, filmmakers of the upcoming documentary The Unspeakable Truth, which examines the Haitian LGBTQ community. So I understand that this film was motivated by a photography project of yours, Coralie. You are a photographer, and for your graduating portfolio for Dawson College, you decide to take portraits of the LGBTQ Haitian community. Tell me a little bit about that project and what led you to choose this topic.
The project really came about because, I'm a lesbian, and I was getting married, and I was basically writing a story for a website about what it's like being, like, Haitian and gay, just because it was my best friend's wedding that summer, and so I was just, in that story, I was telling, you know, I was talking about how awkward it will be when I bring my wife, or then fiancé, to the wedding, and then how awkward it would be not to be able to really dance together, because it was, like, a really traditional Haitian wedding. And so, anyway, I made fun of it, and it was a funny story or whatever. And then it made me realize how, truthfully, as much as, you know, a lot of people around me know that I'm a lesbian and whatever, it's something that I realize we don't talk about in our culture and in society, in the Haitian society in general. And so I decided I would go about doing that. Like, I would go and photograph as many people as I know. I was influenced by another project that is being done right now in the States as well. So I was like, oh, let me just try and do something very similar. I'm going to go and photograph as many Haitian gay, lesbian, trans, queer people I know and see, you know, just like sort of like have like a repertoire. You know, it was almost like just like headshots. I just wanted to know how many people were living the same sort of situation as I was. And then it sort of became more than that eventually. Yeah. I started talking to some friends about it, and yeah, that's how it started, really.
And Ben, you were one of those friends, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
And what made you decide to want to film their process?
First it started out I thought it was a great idea, so I just wanted to follow Coralie around and see how it goes and probably get us to hear the stories of the different people. And after filming the first few stories, I realized that, okay, I realized that this has never been talked about in the Haitian community. Nobody talks about it. So these stories need to be heard. So I kind of said, okay, this is going to be bigger than we thought. You know, I just started filming and we heard the stories and I was like, okay, there's something there. We need to share this with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe for our listeners who aren't aware, because this isn't something that is really talked about very often, and this is a broad question, but what are the biggest issues facing the LGBT Haitian community today?
I'd say visibility is the biggest problem.
Because it's non-existent?
Yeah, it's like it's almost seen, like actually it's like it's not acknowledged in our society. You know, there's like, you know, here we talk about equality and like certain rights that we want to have. I mean, here in Canada where we're like, oh, well, we finally got marriage. We got this, we got that. In Haiti, we're not even there yet. We just want the possibility of existing. I mean, I know too many stories of families that were broken later in years because, well, finally, you know, the husband is like, I'm so unhappy, I need to get out of this shell and come out as the person I am. And it's like, well, if we had a society that was at least able to talk about it and to acknowledge the existence of homosexuality in general as like, as just a, you know, a biological thing even, then we wouldn't have these kind of situations. So yeah, I think the biggest problem is visibility. And then everything else that can come from that will come from that as well, you know, anything political or whatever. But I think what the project is really visibility. We want to talk about the fact that no one talks about it.
Yeah, so you're looking at the taboo as well, right? And sort of the taboo surrounding homosexuality and LGBT folks in Haiti, hence, you know, your title to Unspeakable Truth. Can you sort of explain what the culture is?
People, it's so taboo that people don't even talk about it. It's the only people that you would, people would refer to as gay would be, you know, people that are in
the fashion industry,
people that are hairdressers and stuff like that. People are like, oh, he's gay, but obviously he's a hairdresser or he's something like that. So it's just non-existent. The people are not talking about him. People are just don't see it. Mm-hmm. Basically, they close their eyes to it.
Mm-hmm. And anytime someone would show any form of, you know, like, unfortunately, a stereotypical behavior from a gay or lesbian, then it becomes, it just becomes this sort of, I don't want to mess with this person because I think maybe they have vices that I don't want to associate with. And so, you know, it's already hard enough to sort of get your voice out, and then you have to, like, either completely close yourself up and diminish the, like, be as straight as you can possibly be, or you live your life the way you want as a recluse, because you will not have people around you no matter how much you try, you know what I mean? And it's very hard for people to live like that in Haiti, per se. Like, that's why we started the project here anyway, because not only do we live here, but it's easier to find gay and lesbians who are out here because they're able to be, because they can have their own groups of friends here. They don't have to rely on the community around them, as opposed to being in Haiti, where, I mean, we know rare people in Haiti who've come out here or, like, gone to university in different countries and then have come out and lived their homosexuality and then go back to Haiti. That's, like, it's, like, practically unprecedented.
So would you say then that the issue is first and foremost really a cultural one then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely the main problem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So also, I assume that bringing these portraits to the filmic medium must have also sort of amplified these stories or just brought them to sort of in a different light. I'm curious, Coralie, what has been sort of the biggest difference from you going from the photos to the documentary?
I think it's mostly the fact that we can actually tell a real story. Like I was telling Ben, when I was taking the portraits, I mean, the first idea of portraits, I wanted to do something really classical and almost like making these person become like important historical figures, because to a certain extent, it sort of is in our culture to be out and proud. It becomes important for our community, like the gay and lesbian community. But I think the photograph will give it's like there's a presence, there's a presentation that comes with the photograph, and then the stories could never have been told any other way than with their voices, and to really know the person, something we can't get with photography sometimes.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It just gives you a different point of view on the story. The photo, when you see a photo, you kind of have your own idea of the story that's going behind it. But when you see a video and see someone tell you their story, you hear them talking. It's different. Mm-hmm. And that's, yeah.
So sort of giving voice to mm-hmm. the voiceless
exactly.
then, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're right. Like, it's when you see the photograph, you sort of, you can create whatever kind of story you want behind it, but you have to hear the actual story, which some photographs do not do justice to the kind of stories that we've heard. Mm. It could never have worked without the video at mm-hmm. this point. Yeah.
So you've obviously been conducting a lot of interviews for this project. I think you said about 7 so far. And you're both Haitian, so this is obviously a really personal project for you as well. I'm wondering what sort of the biggest takeaways for you so far with these interviews that you've done?
Well, for me, I would say that, like, for me, not being gay and not being part of the gay community, I didn't know most of those stories. I didn't know what was going on. So what I'm taking from it is that I learned so much. I met a lot of people, and I heard some stories that are, they're very different than my story, so it gives you a point of view that to show you that some people out there are living very not as easy as you, and you realize that it's life is not that easy for a lot of people. So just, it's a very big learning experience for me.
I think it's even for me, like, I mean, I live certain things that some of these people have lived, and we can sort of connect because I went through the coming out process to a Haitian mother. You know, it's like, it's like definitely not easy. But I think the biggest takeaway for me is how different our stories can be, even though we're like, we have the same kind of background to a certain extent. We have the same understandings of what homosexuality can or cannot be, you know, but every story is so different, and it's phenomenal. Like, I can't believe that certain stories still haven't been told, and I'm like, I need to get as many as I can. Like, it's beautiful, the amount of stories we have. So yeah, it's again, it's like a learning curve even for me. Like, I'm just like, whoa, like I'm blown away by certain certain stories that I hear. Yeah,
so many different stories. You have sad, you have happy endings, you have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you're still working on the film now. When can we expect a release?
Well, we're trying to plan a short version of the documentary ready for December. Apart from that, we'll see. It's just right now, we're still learning. Every time we meet someone new, we interview someone new, it brings more to the story. So yeah, we're just learning about for December. We'll you'll be the first to know.
yeah. We want for December to have like something like Ben was saying, a shorter version of the documentary that kind of like gives you a glimpse of where we're going. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Sort of a little teaser.
Yeah. It's kind of like a teaser. Yeah. Because we have so many things that, that we know we are going to get, and we can't just give a deadline to that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We want to get as many stories as possible. So we want the teaser out too, because for us, it's like a sort of satisfaction of, you know, this is where we are and this is what we're telling people out there, you know.
Exactly. We also want to add that if there's anybody out there that wants to share their story with us, any Haitian gay person, queer person that wants to share their story with us, feel free to send us a message through the website or to Rally too.
Great. Okay, so the website for the film is theunspeakabletruth.ca, and you can also check out Coralie's photography on her website, coraliewoodward.com. We're going to post all of that information on the CKUT website and on the CKUT news blog as well. Ben, Coralie, great speaking with you today. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was great. Thank you.